This is Mary McChesney interviewing Beniamino Bufano. The date is October 4th, 1965. Let's see, according to the information that I have here, you were born in Santa Fe, Italy?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you studied at the National Academy of Design in New York.
Right.
What year did you come to the United States?
I was 1 year old then.
You were
1 year old? Around 1906 or 1907.
Mm-hmm. And was that the first school that you went to, the National Academy of Design in New York?
That's right.
Who were your instructors there?
Fraser, McNeil, and Bridgman.
And Bridgman. And then you went to the Art Students League in New York also?
That's right.
And who were your instructors there?
Bridgman.
Bridgman. Let's see, and according to this, then you came out to San Francisco to work on the fair in 1915. And you were to assist the sculptors Paul Manship and James Earl Fraser.
That's right.
And what were you doing there? What work did you actually do at the fair?
I did the main entrance of the Palace of Fine Arts and the main column at the rotunda there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Were those done in plaster? What material were you working in?
Plaster Paris.
Plaster Paris?
Yeah. Everything was done in plaster.
That was for the building that was designed by Maybeck?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you also worked on the Indian buffalo nickel with Fraser, is that true?
That's right.
Yes. What did you do for that?
I made the buffalo.
You designed the buffalo?
I designed the buffalo.
Mm-hmm. And did he do anything at all on it?
Not that I know of.
I see. Mm-hmm. I could play this back. According to this, you were at the Art Students League in New York, 1914 to 1916, and then you won a prize at the Whitney Museum in 1917. What was the prize for? What piece of sculpture?
It's what America had done for the immigrant and what the immigrant did for America.
And what material was that in?
Plaster.
It was in plaster, too?
Yeah.
What size was it? Was it very large?
Oh, about 3 feet by 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
There were a group of children.
How many
I
children?
Took the opposite view that most people took. I tried to explain that the immigrants, in spite of the fact that they had their own homes when they came here, they had to rent an apartment, that they were not as happy as most people really thought.
Mm-hmm. Where were you living in New York at that time?
I was living in Washington Square.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see, and you studied both in Paris and in Italy.
Well, I mean, I didn't study in Paris, really. I had a studio there.
Oh, I see, mm-hmm. And it also says that you were acquainted with Picasso and Rivera when you were in Paris.
Rivera? No, Rivera was before my time.
Oh, but Picasso you didn't know?
Picasso I knew, yes. As a matter of fact, he has a number of my drawings. He has all my bulls, the drawings of bulls that I made.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he an art student then? Or you were just working artists as friends?
No, he had a studio.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, and
I
then
just met him casually in one of the cafes.
And after you'd come out to San Francisco in 1915, did you stay on here or did you return to New York?
No, I returned to New York. I was never paid for the work that I did here. And I left San Francisco, went back to New York. I went to Los Angeles first.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed in Los Angeles about a month. And then my mother called me back to New York.
And then how long did you stay in New York before you returned to California?
Well, I didn't come back until a number of years after that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, now this says that you were teaching at the California School of Fine Arts.
That's right.
And that was 1921?
Yeah, I imagine, around there somewhere.
They're not too sure.
I was in China in 1921.
Oh, you were in China in 1921, and that's when
in
you...
I went to China in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the Chinese Revolution there. I was shot twice in China.
Did you do any sculpture there when you were in
yes,
China?
Yes, I did quite a lot of things there, as a matter of fact. Number